All right, good morning, everybody. I hate having such a negative podcast to do, but sometimes you have to take action. I'm having some problems with a breeder that I spent quite a bit of money on some frozen semen, and there's been a little bit of a deceptive practice going on here. Scandifio's Cane Corso, he's kind of known as the godfather here in America because he's been around since the beginning of the breeding programs here in America. And I had purchased some Nino 2, an old dog that he used to have that comes off of the Super 6, the American lines. And at the time that I was doing this, I was seeking these bloodlines because I was under the impression that these were the better dogs. They were free of mixing with other dogs. There wasn't any boxer in them or anything like that. I was also interested in a different bloodline, a dog he has, Solo. So Tony sent me two tubes of the Nino 2 and two of the Solo. As I started to get closer into, you don't find this stuff out just anywhere. You have to start really getting into the community before you start finding out the truth. And it's kind of like a house of cards. It's kind of like a, I don't know, man, very deceptive. So I had found out that more than likely, Nino 2 isn't even close to a pure Cane Corso. The dog has Rottweiler and Neapolitan Mastiff to a great extent mixed into it. This would explain the DNA testing I have on my dogs here all these years later, why so much of the Neo and the Rottweiler show up. And then with the, I also, it was Saladin and some other people had said that Nugget, one of the dogs in the Solo line, was also Rottweiler, and somebody had mixed Rottweiler in with that. So I brought this up to Tony's attention some time ago and said, hey, there's a rumor out there that that Solo that you sent me is actually contaminated with Rottweiler. His direct thing was, that is a horrible and nasty rumor. I don't work with any of that stuff. And he actually got kind of, through text messaging, he actually got kind of angry about it. But he vehemently denied that there was any Rottweiler mixed in those bloodlines. So I was on a live stream about a month ago or so. And I was talking about, someone had brought it up and I said, no, there isn't. Oh, also Tony had sent me some of the offspring of Solo's or of Armani, one of those dogs. The Embark DNA testing that came back 100% Corso. And as we all know, we've done a lot of videos about this, that doesn't mean anything. I have, as does everybody else. If you go and you take a blood test, DNA, which is a lot more expensive than the little swabs from Embark, you will get two different results. They ask on Embark, what do you think the dog is? And whatever you write in there, pretty much they're gonna send it back 100%. So I have dogs here in Bark, they're all 100%, and the blood test, they're not 100%. And as my vet told me, no, the blood test is the way to go. It's a much more accurate blood test. So anyway, this person comes on to the forum and says that Tony Scandi in public has admitted that there's Rottweiler in that bloodline. And I said to the guy, no, that can't be. I spoke with Tony. And he absolutely denied that there was any Rottweiler in there. So after the live stream, the guy sent me via email a screen capture of one of the Cane Corso group pages over on Facebook. And lo and behold, there is Tony, apparently Tony Scandi, talking about how there's Rottweiler in this line. So I set the bowling pins up here, and I have copies of all the texts below this podcast that you can take a look at here. But let me read some of this to you. This dishonesty is really incredible. It says, hello, Tony. Hope all is going well. This is Chuck over at Marino Cane Corso. I was speaking with you several months back about the possibility that Solo's frozen semen may have been contaminated with Rottweiler in that bloodline. If I remember correctly, you got rather upset about the accusation, and you assured me that it was nothing but a horrible rumor, or a rumor. I'm curious as to whether that is still your position on this, and if it should be true that the Solo semen is not pure, but contaminated with Rottweiler, what would that change the price in any way? Because he wanted $2,500 a straw for that. So here's Tony. No, it's good. You can use it. If for some reason you are not comfortable with it, it's no problem. You don't have to use it. Here's me. Are you telling me there isn't Rottweiler in that bloodline? He says, I don't work with Rott. What do you still have? A Nino, a Solo? I am at a ball game, not an office right now. So then I tell him what I have. I have a straw of Nino. I also have two straws of the Solo, but I'm concerned about the rumor. I just want to get confirmation here that you're telling me you don't have any knowledge of this? And here's what Tony says. Tony says, again, sir, I don't work with or condone Rottweiler shit. So then, as you see here, in the text, I send him a copy of the screen capture from the Facebook page. I said, apparently, Tony, there is somebody impersonating you on Facebook. I did a live stream on my YouTube channel, and someone was on there claiming that you admitted publicly that there is Rottweiler in the bloodline. They sent me a screenshot of this conversation where you are someone claiming to be you clearly states that they have knowledge that there is Rottweiler in the bloodline and that you have known this for some time. Is this you or is it somebody impersonating you? He says, no, that's me. Read the whole post. It's very clear to the end. It's not meant to confuse anyone. All breeders understand it clearly to the last sentence. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. It really doesn't matter to me. As a breeder or not as a breeder, here's what I understand, Tony. I understand that you just lied to me and I just caught you in a lie. whether I'm a breeder or a truck driver or a waitress or a rocket scientist or a garbage man, really clear, I asked you very explicitly, do you have knowledge of Rottweiler in that bloodline? And here you told me, no, it's good. Well, Tony, no, it's not good. And as I've told you now that I haven't done the DNA testing, but it is more than likely that the Nino 2, the champion Nino 2, is not even anywhere close to a pure dog. So what I'm wanting is a refund. I'm wanting the money back that I spent on this stuff. I don't want to pay $3,500 and then another $5,000, $2,500 for the Solo of mixed breed dogs. If I wanted mixed breed dogs, I could just go down to the local shelter and get some mixed breed dogs. So I'm just putting this out there that a lot of these big breeders are not to be trusted. And there it is in spades for you that Tony Scandi lied to me, and he is absolutely refusing to give my money back. He just won't do it, and I don't think that's good business practice. I can't use that stuff. It's not pure. So I don't know what to do. I have it up for sale if somebody wants to purchase it. And in that text conversation, he told me that he raised the price of the Nino 2. He has two straws of that left. I have one straw. Tony has two. He has raised the price to $5,000 a straw on the Nino 2. Wow. And he is still willing to sell, because he told me if you don't want that Solo, he has a lot of other people that would love to have a chance to have some of that Solo. So as far as him saying, no, sir, I don't work with or condone the Rottweiler shit, well, you are selling frozen semen in the marketplace that you know has Rottweiler in it, Tony. And I just want everybody to know that and be aware of that. And I think the general public needs to know that. And it would be really nice, Tony, if you were just straight up and gave me my money back on this. I know I used one straw, so I'm not expecting to get the full $3,500 back. But I would like to get $2,500 back. And that's what I told you, and I think that's very, very reasonable. I paid $3,500 for that, plus I believe it was another $800 that I paid in shipping. And I'm being very reasonable. I want $2,500 back, and then I want you to pay for the shipping to get those mutt dogs' frozen semen out of my vet's office.